They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Welcome to another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. March Madness, that's what's poppin'. John Stockton, that's what's poppin'. Chocolate Dove video coming soon by Chanel Ellis, that's what's poppin'. Lenora Soul Cravens, that's what's poppin'. Everyone that purchased a copy of White Lines by Riders Hunt, that's what's poppin'. 1 million streams accomplished by Sinatra's, that's what's poppin'. RSA Podcast, that's what's poppin'. 12 Cal Podcast, that's what's poppin'. Trippy World, that's what's poppin'. Mike the Poet, that's what's poppin'. Lucian Cambrick and Power Book 4 Force, that's what's poppin'. We have a good show today. We have Jeremy Stevens, a.k.a. Trippy World. J.I. the Prince of New York. It's the West Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Let's get it.
Sensei, this shit hard.
I ain't gon' lie, someone gon' die if they try reaching for these chains around my neck. I ain't gon' lie, sometimes I be getting high, but I ain't going out like them fiends. I stay in check, and I will tell you how it's turning out. But you're not somebody I'm concerned about. You was politicking on my name, now I'm that nigga you gotta learn about. I get shot by this pocket rocket if you watching my pocket, so stop it, nigga. And you gotta pop lock and drop it, so don't come if you're not tryna top it, nigga. It's gon' be alright, don't you worry, little bitch. Hard cold, ice, baby, just like my wrist. And I heard they want me dead, so don't put me on that list. And I ain't scared of shit, especially when it comes to risks. I take them all. My dog just wanna get high, I told him he poppin' too much. And if you put your money where your mouth is, you wouldn't pop it too much. And if we talking about locations, they never dropped it for us. And I could give a fuck if the floor wet, they ain't mopping us up. And I told her all my secrets, now she's my weakness. And they aiming for my head, I gotta play defense. Diamonds on my Cartys, y'all should see how I peep shit. These niggas federally, I gotta watch who I speak with. I ain't gon' lie, murder on my mind. I see homicides when I'm sleeping in my bed. I ain't gon' lie, some niggas switching sides. I'ma cut them ties and put some money on they head. I don't lost many niggas and it's crazy cause I never thought I'd get used to this shit. I don't make so much money, I remember when niggas said I couldn't do all this shit. She wanna lie over and over again, I hate when she do all that shit. She wanna lie over and over again, I hate when she do all that shit. She wanna cry over and over again, I hate when she do all that shit. Wasting my time over and over again, I hate when you do all that shit.
Real little bitch, that's so fast, she move all that shit.
I was disgusted, I wanted to leave right after I nutted. Fuck so good, bitch took my keys and I'm like fuck it. When I get here, I'm a little too cocky, I text your buddies. She say I'm crazy, I pull up my dick and I tell her to suck it. I'ma tell you in real life of a street nigga. I don't even want everybody around me. I don't even argue with no bitch when I leave my crib. I don't know when I'ma leave this shit. PTSD, I'm out of my mind. I grip my eye when I'm in my sleep. I don't trust these niggas, I don't care about nothing. I don't even trust niggas with the Uber Eats. I'm tired of these funerals, all of these pills, it got me delusional. I know you be hearing about all of these crimes, but my city beautiful. It's a nightmare what they'll do to you. They'll kill you even though they rule for you. Them old heads got a young nigga, cause they know them young niggas shooting too.
Yeah, I lost many niggas and it's crazy cause I never thought I'd get used to this shit. I don't make so much money, I remember when niggas said I couldn't do all this shit. She wanna cry over and over again, I hate when she do all this shit.
Real little bitch, that's so fast, you move all that shit.
Got rich, can't believe this shit. Two money counters on the kitchen counter, walking, she know I'm lit. Got six rings, feeling like a champion, I cut my fist. Bring your demons out to play, girl, connect with me, honey. Shit, imagine I never met Codeine. Said she don't fuck with beans, I told her I need someone my speed. I want one, I know I said it. Might just get a new vet, I said it. Everything I did, I don't regret it. Yeah, forgive, but I don't forget it. Left hand costs 150, I can't believe my wrist. Ass so fat, no waist so small, I can't believe my bitch. They telling me not to go back to my hood, I can never leave my clique. Shots went off, I was supposed to be there, can't believe I still exist.
I don't lost many niggas and it's crazy cause I never thought I'd get used to this shit. I don't make so much money, I remember when niggas said I couldn't do all this shit. She wanna cry over and over again, I hate when she do all this shit.
Real little bitch, that's so fast, you move all that shit.
I don't wanna kick it with none of you niggas. I'm moving different with some of you niggas. I got a grip
with a clip of a name.
Talk all that shit when I come for you, nigga. I can name many times, you ain't hold it down when you was supposed to. Supposed to be my dog, now I feel a type of way, I gotta smoke. I can name many niggas moving shady. I see how y'all move, niggas think shit a game. I can play many bitches, but it's crazy. I choose not to do it, I stay out the way. I remember when I didn't have Louis V's. That was when I would walk through the rain. Who took all the blame? Took that shit straight to the grave. Wanna keep feeding me bullshit. Fuck around, I'ma feed you this full clip. I'm not tryna wake up to nonsense. Got some pain in my cup, let's get nauseous. I know I gotta be cautious. I get drunk off the liquor and start shit. Fuck around, I'ma hear where your heart is. I'ma really show niggas who heartless.
They don't love you
the way you think they do.
And I can't love you
the way you want me to. I can't trust you. You got way too many niggas that you fuck with. I don't lost many niggas and it's crazy cause I never thought I'd get used to this shit. I don't make so much money, I remember when niggas said I couldn't do all this shit. She wanna cry over and over again, I hate when she do all this shit.
Real little bitch, that's so fast, she move all that shit.
She wanna lie over and over again, I hate when she do all that shit. She wanna cry over and over again, I hate when she do all that shit. Wasting my time over and over again, I hate when you do all that shit.
Real little bitch, that's so fast, she move all that shit.
That was J.I., the Prince of New York, with I Ain't Gonna Lie and Painless, featuring Lil Durk, available on all streaming platforms. Man, do you want to keep a well-groomed appearance? Go to cognacblack.com for all of your personal grooming needs. That's cognacblack.com.
We have one of the hottest up-and-coming videographers in the city of Chicago. Please introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live.
Thank you for having me. My name is Jeremy. I got a video production company called Trippy World. And just like the name, I try to shoot videos that's trippy around Chicago. And that's a little bit different than what we normally see. And I've been trying to expand and make a name for myself as a video guy.
That's what's up. So who are some of the people that you work with doing videos so far in the Chicago area?
Some names that people probably know in Chicago. Pronto, Spaz Out, DQ, Boss Top, Four, Forever Rim, Bo Deal.
Okay.
Wapskino. I don't know. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Scoop Era, Unique Chicago. It's just some. Those are the ones I can remember off the top of my head. And then you got some up and coming people too. Like people try to you know, people be on their grind. I don't limit it to just people that's hot. I shoot videos for everybody. If you got the, if you can work with my pricing and stuff, then we can definitely lock in. But those are some of like the bigger names that I've worked with in Chicago.
That's a pretty attractive resume, Trippy World. That's a pretty attractive resume. Getting that work in. That's what we like to see. If you don't work, you don't eat.
That is very true.
Okay, so how did you get into video production?
I actually got into video production because initially I was making music. I was rapping and stuff. And then what ended up happening was I had finding video guys was like the hardest thing to do, like worked with my price and I'm a college student and whatever, whatever. So I'm like, the last time I found the video guy on Instagram, I had asked him to shoot me a video and he had scammed me. And it was like for a decent amount of money. So I was like, man, at this point, I'm finna shoot my own videos. Like I'm finna learn this, shoot my own videos. Then I got to shooting videos and learning how to edit and stuff. And then I'm like, man, this low key kind of fun. I got to going along with it. I'm like, dang, I like this more than rapping low key. Like I can tap into like a little creative mode and I still get to be in the genre of hip hop and I'm enjoying this and I can make money off this too. Work with all of the artists that I've wanted to work with doing rap, but I'm doing it with video. Like this actually cool. Like I like this. There's pros and cons to it, but yeah, like I like it. That's pretty much how I started. And then I ran from it from there. Once people started noticing my talent and stuff like that, I just kept going with it.
So what are some of the pros of being a videographer? Working with different artists?
So some of the pros of being a videographer is, first off, it's something it just so happened that I got a passion for it. So that's a pro. And then also, I get to connect with different artists, like all type, like I can talk and like network with different artists. And then I can experience, like if I'm shooting concerts, behind the scenes and stuff, like, you know, pretty cool stuff that I wouldn't, you know, probably experience as like a rapper myself, or I probably wouldn't get in tune to these people so fast. And that's another pro. You make, the harder you work, the more you learn, the more opportunity for money you can make. So I like this is because the money you make in this is based upon how hard you work, in my opinion. So I like that. I also like that another pro about shooting videos is, for me personally, it's my business. Like I started Trippy World, so I'm my own entrepreneur. So I don't have to work. I dictate every aspect of my business. So I can decide, you know what, I'm gonna shoot 3 videos this month, or this amount, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna work with so-and-so. It's no one really telling me who I have to work with. I kind of do what I want to a certain extent, like as far as like, you know, as long as bills paid and stuff.
As you should, sir, as you should. What are some of the cons?
Some of the cons is you have some people. When you show up to do a video, they not punctual, they show up late. It's like wasting your time. You don't want to sound like a jerk, like, I got to charge you extra for wasting my time. I mean, that's the right thing. You could do it, but like, you're like, dang, this is awkward. Now I got to do so-and-so, or like people trying to go against like your rules. Like, for instance, I got a rule where you can't have guns pointed at the camera. I never shot a video like that. So I tell people, it's a little disclaimer, if we shooting a video, no guns pointed at the camera. Sometimes I show up to the set, they friends didn't get the memo, so they appoint, so I have to be like, you can't point your guns at the camera. That's just how I'm doing my branding and stuff. And then you got some people, why I can't do this? It's just awkward stuff like that. Then another con is, if you edit something you think is personally raw, like, dang, this is raw. But the client don't, they think it's something else. You got to change it. And I be hating that sometimes. I'm like, dang, this is so raw. But you have to change it for the client because essentially I'm working for you. Like, you paying me to do this. Like, I could recommend some stuff. I be hating that. And then I hate, you know, nobody perfect. Sometimes you make corrections. But I hate a million and one, like, corrections. That's something I had added into my
contract.
Like you can't just like have 150,000 corrections. Like I can't be working on this video all, like you give me a concept and I go do the concept and then, you know, we do it how we talk about it and we lay it down, but I can't just keep going back and correcting this 100 million times.
Exactly. I'm the videographer. You're not about to get 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah.
We looking through different lenses, but trust my vision, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's what's up. So, like, when you acquire clients, like, how did they hear about you? Is it usually referral-based? Do you reach out to them? Or is your name to the point right now where it's buzzing, where you overbooked in some capacity?
To be honest, a lot of the times I was like buzzing real good, like around last year, like getting multiple DMs, like you shoot my video, I saw your video, blah, blah, blah. Like really, it's not really much promotion. If you start buzzing, the cool thing about shooting videos is you start buzzing. Like if you shoot I shot an interview with blah, 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 and they kind of big, then I shoot a music video for blah, 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 and I keep pushing. People start seeing your logo and your little intro, and they start reaching out to you, like, can I get a video? And they see what you're doing and how your effects are. You start buzzing that way, and they seeing who you're working with and stuff, but it kind of declines if you just stop. Like, you have to keep going 100% to keep it coming in. Like, I was getting, like, some point 40, 50 DMs, like, every couple of weeks. Like, it was, like, going crazy, and then school started back up. I had slowed down. I wasn't pushing out content as much. And then that also slowed down too. So it's like, just got to keep pushing. Like, and the most of it came from word to mouth. Like, oh, you just did that with blah, blah, blah. Let me do this. Oh, you just worked with so-and-so films. Let me work with you. Like, I heard about you do this. I seen you on blah, blah, blah. This YouTuber reacted to your video. Like, that's really what it is. A lot of my stuff is word to mouth.
Hey, that's the best promotion. A good product is the best promotion. People can actually see it. So is your video filming and edited, is it limited to just videos? Do you do weddings? Do you do bridal showers? Do you do bachelor parties?
My main thing is music videos and photography. Okay. My main genre that I like is hip hop. Music videos and photography, but I told, like, I'm also like branching out. It's a little wedding photography and videography. I've done it before. I'm pretty decent at it, but I want to master that too, because I'm gonna start another company under another name, and I'm gonna run that a little bit differently. But that's gonna be for all my like commercial stores, weddings and stuff like that, because shooting those type of things, events and stuff, it's a little bit different from shooting like music videos, because that stuff, you got to like capture moments and stuff. Like music videos, just you put it together and piece it. Wedding, you got to make sure you capture like, oh, they doing this, they look happy here, or this is, you got, it's like really on the fly. It take a decent amount of practice, and I don't want to go out there doing nothing unless I know I'm giving it my all. Like I can give the client like 100%. And I do a pretty good job. Like I did weddings. I do, it's pretty good, but I'm like a perfectionist. Like I want to make it like even better.
Yeah, that trippy world name is spreading, and you don't want to tarnish your legacy. You don't want to tarnish your name, because your name is your name. That's your brand. Branding is important.
Yeah. You know?
So far as the videos go, like, is it anybody that you want to shoot a video for, anybody that you want to get behind the camera and catch in the moment and shoot a video for, that you can help, like any type of artist, any particular artist that you're looking forward to working with?
Big or small, any artist.
Any artist. Big.
Any artist in the world. If I had to pick three, number one, I had to be Chief Keef.
Okay.
Be Chief Keef. I really want to work with Chief Keef. Number two It's this artist named Lucky. He up and coming. I really want to work with Lucky. He got like a little unique style to him. Really, really, really mess with his music. And then for a number three pick, either it's a tie between, let me just say for NBA YoungBoy and before Drake get up out of the, I want a Drake visual.
Hey, light skin, come here. Let me catch you before you retire.
Yeah, before you get out, that'd be cool to get a little video.
Okay, those are good artists. Chief Key, NBA YoungBoy, Drake, they good.
Yeah.
They good. Do you ever think about rapping again? Do you ever dabble with it, or have you just gave up completely? Or would you shoot any of your own videos?
I accumulate enough buzz. I probably drop a song, maybe for something like that. But rapping full blown again, nah, I don't think so. Like I feel like I be rap. It's weird. Like I feel like a rapper through the clients I work with. Like when I'm editing their videos, it's like it feel good to edit it because it's like I picture myself like, dang, if I was rapping, how would I want this? Like I see myself. Like, as far as actually doing it, nah, but I'm, like, pretty cool doing it the way I'm doing it now. Like, I'm not actually rapping, but working with these dudes, I can kind of imagine, like, dang, if this was me, I would want this. Yeah, I'm finna add this, because if
all I right.
I know I would have wanted this. So that's kind of how I go about doing things.
So your ability to rap actually brings light to your visuals, right?
Yeah, because, yeah. Like, I try to add stuff, like, the stuff that I never could have did, the stuff I never had access to when I used to rap, I try to add it to the videos. Like, dang, I know when I rap, this is like something that I know my peers would have been like, dang, that's raw. Like, I know he go like this. I like from a rapper's perspective, like, I love, like, if I could do this, like, I know this gain traction or something like that. So
like being a videographer is like the equivalent to being a stylist almost. So you just dress up the visual, right?
Yeah. You could say that.
Okay. So what do you have in store? What's your plans like after the semester, since you kind of like a little bit on a break, but not so since you're in school?
Yeah.
School is good. Stick with that.
I got three more semesters left of school, but now time management. So it made me mad that my grades were good, but it made me mad that I lost the buzz I had built up. Like it's like Jenga, like you build and build and build buzz. And then if you stop posting, you break the bricks. Now you back at a certain point, you like, man, all this, now I gotta rebuild again. So it's like, now I learned that I'm finna keep pushing. Like I gotta better manage my time, but I'm finna keep pushing no matter what, cause that buzz gotta keep going. Cause I was at a point where, like, if I would've kept pushing when I was at my like highest point, I could've like broke a different ceiling, but like I had slowed down, but I'ma better my time so I can get my studies in and keep dropping videos and constantly working, constantly working. Find some in-between time to, you know, do some stuff I like, but I gotta keep grinding, because when you stop, it's like, don't nobody wait for you. Like, you think they go wait, but nobody waits for you. You gotta take advantage of the buzz you have, because it's not gonna stay there forever if you don't keep capitalizing off of it.
That's true. Time waits for nobody.
Yeah.
So have you ever thought about at least maybe integrating an Instagram Live once a week, or a Facebook Live once a week, just so people can see you?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm doing everything in steps. So now for the first month or two, get my system in a mood of, okay, you're going to make at least one story post every day on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. That's the bare minimum, getting the rhythm of posting every single day. And then after like a month or two, okay, you go add maybe one post a week on each thing. Like, you go post once a week. Then after that, like, build up, get used to doing that and working a little bit harder. After that, maybe I'm going to go live every, like, once or twice a week and then talk to them. But it's like, what I learned is I can't do everything at once so quickly because I'd be overwhelmed. So when I take baby steps, it's like easier for me. Like, okay, I'm gonna add a little bit to my plate, a little bit. And then at the same time, I'm still growing and I'm still like able to manage everything. It's like, I'm adjusting my mental and my body to, you know, work harder and, you know, make those posts and stuff like that.
Right, it's like going out to dinner. You don't get the main course right away. Let me get my salad, right?
Yeah.
And then you get the entree. But long as you plan, you'll succeed. So what do you have coming up currently?
Right now, I'm in the process of planning a video. I don't know if you're familiar with No More Heroes or Locka Films. He wanted me to shoot a video for his artist, Fly Nari. He like buzzing right now a little bit in Chicago. So I'm in the process of brainstorming ideas for that so I can get that down on paper and then eventually shoot that and get that out, start the year off. And then after that, I'm working with like a couple local artists. But yeah, like that's one of the main things. And I got some interviews in a stash that I'm gonna release it at a time. I'm gonna release it sometimes. I'm gonna start releasing them sometime this year, but I got some interviews in a stash that I want to start dropping at a more appropriate time where my buzz is back where it needs to be, so I can capitalize off the interviews.
Yo, Buzz, you on fire. You on fire. Do you know some people, they have compromised their integrity and all of that to work with some of the people that you work with. You've accomplished a lot, but it's good that you are not settling. You can never settle.
Yeah, this
can
only
never settle.
I look at like a lot of the videographers I look up to, I see where they at, and I'm like, man, this is like, I appreciate the things I have accomplished and the people I am working with. Like, it's a special feeling. Like, some people can't even get in contact with some of these people. I'm like, dang, I'm working with these people, but at the same time, I know this is not like the end all be all. Like, I know it's people, like, I'm trying to get to where I appreciate everybody I work with for sure, but I'm trying to get to the point where, like, Justin Bieber, like, yo, I need a video, like, your production company, or Drake or Kanye West, like, bring that tribute where I'm trying to get to, like, so, like, right now, it's like, this all feels like practice and baby steps, but I'm trying to get all the way to that level of where I'm working with, like, A-list celebrities and stuff like that. Like, this is cool, don't get me wrong. I love working with my city and underground talent that's coming up, and that got a real good buzz, but I always want to take it to the next level. Sure.
Exactly. Trippy world. It's trippy world, not trippy city, not trippy neighborhood. It's trippy world. Yeah. So have you ever thought about, just say if somebody wanted to shoot like a 10 episode series or something, how would you go about that?
Like for a TV show or a movie?
Just say like a series, like maybe like Power or something, or a movie.
Oh,
like.
Okay. That's another thing. I'm right now, I wouldn't, like I said, it's kind of like with the weddings. I plan on shooting like some shorts in the future. But like I said before, I don't want to do nothing unless it's my best work. So once I start doing shorts, like I got to learn the sound and all of that stuff, because music video is no audio. It's just sound. It's just music and you put it together. But when I do that, I want it to be crispy, just like how my, it's not going to be like trippy and stuff, but I want the visuals to be crispy, the sound, like to sound.
You want it
like,
to be cinematic.
Yeah. So once I get to that point, I would I want a 10 series. I would try to calculate, I would try to get a script and everything and try to, you know, calculate, okay, how much time would this take to make it? How long they want it to be? And then after I get that done, I would create a little sheet saying, okay, I had to pay somebody to be a producer on a set. I got to pay and create like a little, you know, I would create like a little pricing, like, you know what, if I have to do this and I have to do this and hire this and this, I create a price for how much they would have to pay me for my work and pay all the employees I would hire to work on set and stuff. And then we would take it from there. And then I would devote my time to shooting on that with some extra hands so I could also shoot my music videos, because it'd be like nearly impossible to shoot it all by myself, music videos, and shoot a whole, you know, 10 episode series. I would have to like hire people to help out for it to be the way I know the person who want me to do it, they want it to be.
Right, it has to make sense. Yeah. And it has to make business sense.
Yeah.
As well. I understand, like a lot of people, they just jump into stuff just for the money only. And then, you know, it's not worth compromising your brand or your platform or your integrity.
That when people do that, that's like temporary. Like, it's good for the moment, but if you're not looking at the bigger picture where you could be, that's going to, like, shallow, that's going to, like, start slowing down, and you weren't preparing for the next step. You just got complacent. I was shooting videos for, I can shoot 5 videos for what? Each one for 1,000. I'm good. I'm finna just shoot. But the whole time, it's people shooting videos, one video for, like, $5,000 and stuff. It's like, I want that, like 1,000 per video is cool, but I want that 5,000, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So like with your resume, you already have proven and showed your value. So
yeah,
you can get jobs. And
yeah, get in clients.
And you could somewhat demand your pricing. But yeah, you know, you usually probably got your price or work with different budgets from all, you know, all genres, all areas, all variations. But yeah, if you compromise the product, the business is done.
Yeah, you gotta, people know, it's like, I wanna get you what you paying for. These visuals that I'm doing, like, I feel like it's worth a certain amount. So what I'm giving you, I'm not trying to scam you or nothing. I'm just paying for my time. I think it's worth this much. And then once I get like a bigger following and whatever, and then I got like, you know, more people like, oh, I love your visuals. Like, they checking me out and it's funneling to the artist. Like, I got to charge more too now, because it's like, yeah, my fans who of my work are now like, they got the potential. I got a platform. So it's like, it's levels to it. You just have to climb up each level.
So do you have a website or something where people could go to book you for videos?
Everything. I go right now directly through Instagram. I don't want to overcomplicate things right now.
Right. Just do
Instagram. And once I feel like I reach that next point, like I work with a lot of people that's like on their way in Chicago, but like still, like I still feel like it's levels. Like once I reach that next level where it's like, you know what, this is crazy. Like I'm charging X amount and I'm getting all these, I'm gonna have to start doing da 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 da. Then I would create a website and do this to, like, you know, complement what I got going on. But right now, I don't want to overcomplicate things right now. Right now, I'm just working with the social medias. Just be patient. Let the business grow a little bit. Once it grow a little bit, like, you know what? I'm finna create a website. I got a little decent, solid core following, like, that's going to actually utilize this website. And I plan on, like, putting blogs and stuff like that on my website, my merch and all type of bookings and stuff like that. But right now, I want to take it a little bit slow, like, you know, get things in order, like, so I have a solid foundation before I start doing too much all at once.
Right. So I got you. You want to be able to meet the demand.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I got you. That's smart because you're only one person right now.
Yeah.
So do you usually write things down? Do you got a calendar? Do you got a notebook? How you handle your bookings? Like me, I got a calendar. I write stuff down, and I try to do the DMs. You know what I'm saying? You very busy. I appreciate this interview.
So I got a calendar. I like It usually be, I have to write everything, like as far as dates and stuff and what I got going on. I write it down.
Hey, Trip, look. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good.
Look, great minds think alike.
Yeah, exactly. See? That's crazy. But
great minds think alike.
Exactly. But I got a calendar, so if I got a date, I don't want to miss a booking or an interview. I don't want to miss an interview. I write all that stuff down. And then I got a notebook. It's called my, let me see if it's on here. It's like, it's for my ideas, like the planner. I'm like planning the video. I write it all in that notebook and stuff.
That's good. Hey, that's kind of how I do my podcast episodes. Mostly my solo podcast episodes. You know, I like doing interviews so I could present like new videographers, new artists, new comedians, actresses, other podcasters, you know, so the world can know them, know what they got going on. I think it's beneficial to everybody. A lot of people, they don't like to help others, which I find, you know, crazy. But, you know, like I write down, I sketch out my episodes. I understand the creative process.
Yeah.
It's important. It's important. You definitely get back what you put in.
For sure.
Yeah. So is it any, what would make you turn down a client like for a video?
Something that would make me turn down a client for a video. If it's really not too much, maybe disrespecting me, I turn the client down. I also turn the client down if it's something they want. I ask people like, what you looking for? If it's something that's out of my reach, I don't be trying to just take people money. Because if I know I can't do it, really, I don't try to do it. Like, I recommend you to somebody else. I also, yeah, that's pretty much it. That would make those the only things. Or if you got, if some of my peers, you disrespected my peers, some sort of way, or like you did something like that's not good with them or good in their favor, I would turn you down because it's like, if I understand the situation and know my peer wasn't wrong, then it's like, you do the same thing to me. Like, how do I know? Like,
right. You're not exempt. It's just bad energy, bad karma, bad business. Why be bothered?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. So if somebody wanted to book you for a video, how they get in contact with you?
Majority of the time, it's DM. They DM me. I used to have, I had my phone number in my Instagram. I took that off.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like you have random people just calling, texting you. I was like, I had to take that off. Like, and I started like blocking those numbers low key. And I just put up like on Instagram, like reach me through Instagram DMs, like an email. Those are the best ways to get to me. A lot of people reach out to me. Instagram. Yeah, all my clients been through Instagram, my Instagram account.
I like Instagram. Instagram is booming for business. It's good for business.
My business would not be what it is without Instagram. I'm not gonna lie to you. It would not.
Shout out Instagram. Shout out that good work you've been putting out.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, So how often do you do green screen videos? Do you do any green screen type of videos? Yeah, I do.
A lot of my stuff, I use a green screen to shoot it for a decent amount of my effects, especially when I first started. I used a lot of green screen, but I love working with green screen because it gives you, I like being creative using green screen, give you the opportunity to use your creative, add more. It's not just like a easy, like a, people shoot like videos and don't add too many effects and stuff and just shoot a lot of B-roll. I feel like that's like a cop-out. But when you use a green screen, it forces you to, you can't just, I'm gonna just put like five different clips here And that's going to be the first half of the video. I'm going to put six more different clips here. Like with a green screen, you got to, okay, I got nothing but a person and a background. Now, how I'm going to do this? Like, I got to add to this to make it creative. I can't just drop a clip, fix the coloring. I got to put this clip down and I got to like spaz it out a little bit or it's not going to look right. So, but if I do successfully like add to it, it's going to be a really nice looking video.
So the green screen actually helps you maximize your creativity, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So that's what's up. Is there anything else you want to leave with the listeners of Radus Live? How can they contact you? How can they get a video done?
If you want to contact me, just reach out to me through email, trippyworld3421@gmail.com, or you could follow me on Instagram and reach out to me, DM me, trippyworld_. And you can see my work and all my content. If it's something that interests you, you can reach out to me and say you want a video. I can send you my template as far as for my prices and stuff. And if I'm available to shoot it, I'll shoot it. No problem.
That's what's up. I appreciate this interview. You're going to have a lot of business coming your way.
Appreciate it.
You're going to have a lot of business coming your way. And you're welcome to come back anytime. And that's what's up. Trippy World on Radus Live. We out.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.